Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to HCR Golden Vibes. This is Henry Turner Jr. I'm your musical host right here on a Tuesday night from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to welcome the world into the music. And I start with the Baton Rouge theme song like we do every Thursday night that we don't feature something else. So here we go, just a little bit of unity with the Baton Rouge theme song right here from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah.
That's the Baton Rouge song. And that's me and the band, Henry Turner Jr. Flavor, right here live, direct from Baton Rouge, Louisiana on a Tuesday night. And let's go to the phone lines and check in. I'm going to go grab my co-host, and we're going to check in with a few folks. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show tonight. How are you?
I'm good, Henry. How are you?
Oh, you sounded much better. I know you wasn't so good yesterday, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to push past it.
I was wondering if I was going to have my co-host tonight, but it's so great to have you on the show. Hey, let me grab
a few more
folks. Hey, caller from 225-937-3559. Welcome to the show. Who are you and where are you calling from?
We got Larry B. from Baton Rouge.
Brother Larry B., welcome to the show. Hey, let me go grab another caller. Caller 225-620-2058. Welcome to the show. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is April, Sexy Red, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But wait a minute. Hold up. Port Allen, Louisiana.
on the west side with Jay, huh?
That's right, baby. West side. Here we go.
Well, you know, we're pushing forward, man, through this flood thing. And it's been really wild. You know, Jay, I was talking to some folks earlier today about how it's almost like an instant replay of Hurricane Katrina. You know, it's the same type vibe, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. And I'm just glad that even though the effects of it has been horrendous, I'm just glad we didn't lose a lot of people like we did with Katrina.
Well, you know, Jay, one of the things I was looking at today when I was watching some stuff on TV this morning early around 5 a.m., I was awakening and I was watching a little TV, and they said 1,800 lives were lost during Hurricane Katrina.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And most of it was drowning. Most of it was drowning.
That's correct.
So thank God we haven't experienced that. I don't think the death toll is even up to 20 at this point.
No, I think the last check was 13.
Okay. You know, I just had the opportunity to go out to Prairieville. You remember the shop that we played at out there?
Right.
The Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We all of the streets on that, all of the houses on the street where the owner lives, except a few, flooded. And I was out there helping them move some stuff around. They didn't flood, but it came all the way up to the door, so they're moving, getting stuff out. And it was really interesting because it was almost like going into like a dead subdivision. I mean, it was just, you know, you could smell the smell, you know, like sewer. And, you know, it just smelled like something wild. And I was like, wow, it was crazy. But
It's a horrendous stench, I tell you. It's nothing that anyone would want to go through, that's for sure.
No. And the other wild thing was I was looking at all the furniture that was out on the street from these houses. And some of the furniture was like new furniture, but you could tell, you know, like people didn't even want to take a chance with furniture because it had been in the war. And it was, it's really wild. I was like, you know, it looks like brand new tables and chairs, and I guess it was submerged or whatever, you know, so bacteria, I guess, or what, you know, whatever the reason, just no chance to save anything.
Yeah.
So,
it's
incredible.
It's awful. Yes, it is.
We want to welcome everybody to the show, and despite all the stuff that's going on here, people are reaching out from all over the country to us, and people are sending, you know, gracious thoughts and love and asking what people need. Several boxes of clothes has arrived and stuff like that. So Andrew Bernard showed up today, came into the office, gave him music care stuff. So he lost a good bit of stuff in his house. Finally got FEMA and all that to come in and do an assessment. He didn't have flood insurance. He didn't have that disaster insurance or anything like that. So it's going to be interesting. He managed to save his saxophones. He said that basically what he did was before he left the house, he took all of his saxophones and he put them on the bed. And the water came almost up to the bed.
Wow.
So, So he saved the saxophone. Yeah. So he does have instruments to play. But he lost his electric grand piano, and he lost a couple other things that was on, you know, like in storage and on his carport. So
right.
Those things were lost. But he told me to tell everybody hello and that his spirits were strong and he was not giving up, not giving in, and couldn't wait to play again. And I was like, wow.
That's awesome. That's good. That's real good. If you don't mind, Mr. Henry, I myself, as an artist and musician, I lost a good bit. I lost everything. And just even watching the water come up, I put up as much as I could, not knowing if the water would take my whole place. And when I was taken by National Guard by boat and taken to shelter, that sit-down period, my mind went to, did I put my music up? Did I get my CDs up? Did I get my lyric book up? And my mind went to the left and nothing but, and you know there's a higher power, I go back to the apartment, and there it was. Not touched, not damaged. So you know I'm on a mission.
Oh, I know.
I will not be defeated.
So, Larry B., I know your neighborhood had a lot of water in it. Did people get flooded? Did they actually get the water get into on them?
No, our neighborhood is in the flood zone, so we were forced to build our house at least 5-6 feet off the ground. But, however, the craziest thing in the world, my vehicle, I had a vehicle in a shop and getting worked on, and then my son's vehicle, it got flooded out, but my vehicle in the shop got flooded, and they're not responsible for it. It must have been on the lot, you know. So even though I didn't have a vehicle out there, you know, out there at the house or in the flood, it's at the shop, and it got flooded. So it's like, you know, I got to buy a new car now because it's totally lost. But you know, I thank God for you know the things that I'm better than blessed, man, for what we got. So I ain't crying. I'm not gonna cry about anything. I'm thankful. And another thing you said about the lives that was lost. You know, they didn't try to compare this to Katrina. Man, this was hard, but Katrina was much worse. We lost a ton of people, and we lost a lot of material things here. But I just thank God for it.
Well, the one thing I can say, you know, is for the musicians, you know, a lot of people have stepped up, and you know, since you've lost stuff, you probably should try to sign up and see if you can get help or assistance with whatever you've lost, because I think you deserve it. So I do have a Music Cares application that you can get, and and then there's also the Jazz Foundation, and a few other folks are jumping in on stuff as well. So
and I'd like to jump in and say too, Henry, a big thank you to you for giving out information, as much information as you possibly can, to help the local musicians, which is awesome, you know, because we walk around here, we think we know everything, but we really don't. And until we reach out to these different entities, we won't know. So I appreciate you reaching out and sharing the information that you have with the other musicians. That's awesome.
Well, Jay, I've tried my best to be an industry person first. You know, I know that, you know, singly, we can do okay. But there's nothing we can really do by ourselves that's going to amount to something major. You know, the industry is too big, and the industry has too many resources that other people are using that if we don't use them also, there's no way we can stand up out here by ourselves. So I try my best to be an industry person first, you know, and I look at the individualism and stuff like that, but I lean toward the industry because the resources have been put there, you know, for these moments and things. Because, I mean, you know, like I'm working with an intern, Sergio, the guy that used to work over at Butos and Thibodeaux, and he was in the office today. And he said, well, man, do you think we should try to put together a fundraiser? And I said, well, can you imagine putting together a fundraiser in a devastated area?
Mm.
I mean, everybody lost everything, man. You know?
Yeah.
You have to reach out to the national. You have to reach out to the, you know, to the regional. You can't, you know, it wouldn't do you no good to put together a fundraiser in Baton Rouge when people are reeling and hurting and, you know.
Right.
I mean, even if they wanted to support you, they couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even if a person who didn't flood, helping their friend or their cousin or brother or friends or something, you know what I'm saying? So they don't have an extra, you know.
Right.
Everybody's trying to help anybody they can, you know. So, no. And he had to laugh at himself, and he said, see, you know, that's, he said, man, I'm in my 20s. I'm in my early 20s. Forgive me. I'm sorry. He's like, can you just off the top of my head, I was just thinking, yeah, a fundraiser, you know, but I wasn't thinking. I said, yeah, I know. I said, but, you know, that's the thing about being in the industry versus being in the local marketplace. You know, you know that guys like Elton John has already given millions of dollars. Taylor Swift, a few other folks just gave, you know, $100,000, you know, stuff like that. But if you don't have that kind of access, then, of course, you know, you don't know. But if you do have that kind of access, then it's about, you know, processing it and making it happen in situations like this. And that's all we really want to do. And this ain't got nothing to do with competition or who's who in town. It's
that's
just a
right.
real need. And, you know, anybody who got hurt or anybody who lost something to assistance. It's just that simple. And this
right.
is a social service. It ain't a society thing where you, you know, playing some type of society game on who's who or, you know,
right.
Dun and Brash. This is actually a social game. You know, I mean,
right.
they have to have social work. These organizations that go through the processes and see if you qualify or not. And if you do, you know, they help you.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, on that note, let's move back toward the music. It's going to be a long recovery, but hey, we're all up for it, and we're looking forward to what comes next. So let's give a proper opening, and we want to shout out to everybody in the Yucatan and everybody that's in Paris, France, that's listening in tonight. We're welcoming you to the show.
Now,
thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, your musical host, Henry Turner Jr.
You can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old books one more time. So you can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Do you remember when? Do you remember when? Been so long, but the memory's still there. You can take everything. You can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Oh, you can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember fireplace blazing. I remember going to the outhouse. I remember putting oil in the lamps. And I remember Mama and Pa. I remember grabbing a squirrel on the stove. And I remember sitting right there picking my nose. I remember the hen house, the chickens on the yard. I remember, yes, I remember that back in law. You can take everything. You can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and off as things slowed down. I remember every time my knee hit the ground. Take a big time out, start back running around. I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy their spaces again. Yeah. You know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire. The slop jar by the bed, mama asking me questions about where I've been, what I've been doing. The summertime, grandma in the garden, raking deep, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go, and I come to the end of my journey, I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, I know what I know now. Well, I have traveled to the east. And I've traveled in the west. I have traveled to the north and the south. Yes, I have. See, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know. Antidote for your lovers. Speaking of that, I got to talk to mine. Check it out. Please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's 1 time a day to ensure me, baby, or I might. just letting you go. Tried to love you with all I have, baby. Maybe someday you'll understand. And if you don't, it's alright with me, baby, 'cause I gave it all I had. Oh, yeah. Maybe you think I don't love you, baby, but even that, the blind will see. Maybe someday you will understand, baby, and if you don't, it's alright with me. Oh, baby, baby, please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's a once a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. Well, maybe I might, honey, let me sleep on it tonight. Stop playing games with my love, baby, or you might find you alone. Yeah, baby, baby, please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's once a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. Oh, I might just let you go, baby. I might, baby. Don't count me to go in the hands, baby. I may just let you go. How do you know, baby, that I might not let you go?
Our donation drive has begun, and we're asking for your help. We're planning more radio broadcasts and television programming to bring the music of Hit City Records to the forefront, and so people all over the world can enjoy our music. Make your commitment today by sending a donation. Make checks and money orders payable to Hit City Records, P.O. Box 64895, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. Or go to paypal.com and pay at henryturner@juno.com. For all donations over $50, please email us with your address so we can send you your very own Hit City Records t-shirt. Thank you.
Hit City Records. Golden Vibes.
All my pomp and lust is a big bun girl. I said a big bun girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah. All my pomp and lust is a big bun girl. Well, when I was a little bitty boy, mama told me you must bring a butter toy. All the ladies in my neighborhood, yeah, that's all right, baby boy, you know you're good. Telling you that a big butt girl's gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, all my paw bearers is a big butt girl. I said that a big butt girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah. Oh, my Paul Bearer's a big bun girl. Told me one day one of these girls gonna come to you. It's alright, that's what I want. Telling you, big bun girl's gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my Paul Bearer's a big bun girl. Oh, yeah. Now that I am a full-grown man, last will and testament has been made. Telling you that a big button girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yes, they are all my pallbearers. Make it big.
Oh, yeah, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. Hey, I want to welcome everybody who tuned in from Georgia and also the folks who tuned in from Alaska and our regular friends down in Jamaica. Hola, Jamaican girl, yeah. Let's say hello to y'all. Hey, y'all always fun. Y'all always making fun of the music and the songs. But, hey, I know y'all love the music, and we love y'all for loving the music. So until the next time. Stay right there and always be with us and be right there. And here you go, girls in Jamaica. I know what y'all like. Y'all always request a song that Janice is saying background on about the medical. Hey, here it is for you.
Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication. Once I had to be in pain. 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 Because modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication. Medical is the way for me. 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 Your modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work. Want I to be in pain. 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 Because the modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Your modern medication did not work for me. Medication. Meditation. Medication. Meditation. Medical is a way for me. 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 Because your modern medication did not work for me. Did not work, Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication. Want I to be in pain. 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 Cause your modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work. Want I to be in pain. Want I to be in pain. You want I to be in pain. Want I to be in pain. We are not criminals. We are not no criminals. We are not criminal, because we want a medical. We are not criminals. None of us are criminal. We are not criminal, because we want a medical. Your medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Your modern medication didn't work for me.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much. HCR Golden Vibes. Hey, got a quick hello from Dusty Lightfoot Casio in the studios.
Hello. Thank everybody for listening. Pray for Louisiana. Pray for our people. Thank you to all of you for loving us. We
bad
love
news,
you.
Bad news, bad news. Baton Rouge.